And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 12th of May, 2025. May 12th is International Day of Plant Health. Without plants, there would be no life on Earth. All food eaten on this planet ultimately comes from plants. And plants provide the oxygen we breathe. Our health and that of our planet depend on the health of plants. The UN's own Food and Agriculture Organization has mapped out several key steps to improve global plant health, noting the importance of safe trade practices that discourage the use of pesticides to enhance the health of seeds, soils, and pollinators. Research shows that if everyone shifted to a plant-based diet, we would reduce global land use for agriculture by 75%. Eating a plant-based diet helps end hunger, reduce poverty, protect biodiversity, boost economic development, and the health of our planet. It's the birthday of Nico Kofeman, born on this day in 1958. Nico Kofeman is a Dutch politician and animal rights activist. He played a key role in the creation of the Party for Animals. Within the party, he holds a seat and has been his party's leader in the Senate since the 12th of June, 2007. In addition to his political work, he has been active in several animal rights organizations. He is known for his writing in the documentary films See the Truth, Power Plant, and One Single Planet. He is the editor of Meet the Truth, a book of essays on livestock production, sustainability, and climate change. The publication of Fiber Fueled by Dr. Will Bolsiewicz was on this day in 2020. The benefits of restrictive diets like paleo and keto have been touted for more than a decade, but as renowned gastroenterologist Dr. Will Bolsiewicz, or Dr. B, illuminates in this groundbreaking book, the explosion of studies on the microbiome makes it abundantly clear that elimination diets are in fact hazardous to our health. What studies clearly now show, and what Dr. B preaches with his patients, is that gut health is the key to boosting our metabolism, balancing our hormones, and taming the inflammation that causes a host of diseases. And the scientifically proven way to fuel our guts is with dietary fiber from an abundant variety of colorful plants. Forget about the fiber your grandmother used to take. The cutting-edge science on fiber is incredibly exciting. As Dr. B explains, fiber energizes our gut microbes and is scientifically proven to promote weight loss, repair leaky gut, strengthen the microbiome, optimize the immune system, reduce food sensitivities, lower cholesterol, reverse type 2 diabetes, improve brain function, and even prevent cancer. Restrictive fad diets starve the gut of the critical fiber we need, weaken the microbes, and make our system vulnerable. As a former junk food junkie, Dr. B knows firsthand the power of fiber to dramatically transform our health. The good news is that our guts can be trained. Fiber-rich, real foods with fruits, vegetables, whole grains, seeds, nuts, and legumes start working quickly and maintain your long-term health, promote weight loss, and allow you to thrive and feel great from the inside out. With a 28-day jumpstart program with menus and more than 65 recipes, along with essential advice on food sensitivities, Fiber Fueled offers the blueprint to start turbocharging your gut for lifelong health today. And here is a poem for today, The Seedling by Paul Laurence Dunbar. As a quiet little seedling lay within its darksome bed, to itself it fell a-talking, and this is what it said. I am not so very robust, but I'll do the best I can. And the seedling from that moment, its work of life began. So it pushed a little leaflet up into the light of day to examine the surroundings and show the rest the way. The leaflet liked the prospect, so it called its brother Stem. Then two other leaflets heard it and quickly followed them. To be sure, the haste and hurry made the seedling sweat and pant, but almost before it knew it, it found itself a plant. The sunshine poured upon it, the clouds they gave a shower, And the little plant kept growing till it found itself a flower. Little folks, be like the seedling. Always do the best you can. Every child must share life's labor just as well as every man. And the sun and showers will help you through the lonesome, struggling hours till you raise to light and beauty virtues fair, unfading flowers. The Seedling by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that plants give us life.